We were up to Perek Tet Zion, and Eov, Kedarko Bakodesh, gets to respond. Because that's, you know, always what he wants to do. And the first thing that Eov is going to do is also Kedarko, not going to respond to the content of their speech. He's going to start by, what do you think?
By saying you're saying a lot of nonsense.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Right. You've gotten the hang of this book. Is that he's going to start by saying you people are fools, right? Are fools. Now, right. And as usual, both the Malbim and the Ralbag do an introduction to the chapter. So Malbim says, "Al tshuva sheishiv Eliphaz al tzlachar rasha lo itvakech ata." He says very simply, that which Eliphaz says that Rishayim sometimes succeed, he's not even arguing. V'chinan shitat bildad bazeh. The way Malbim understands it is he doesn't even bother responding to their main claims until after everyone speaks. After everyone speaks, I'll go to the philosophical things, right? Which highlights, again, how much is this a philosophy book and how much is it a, you know, religious book, right? He according to Malbim, he doesn't get to philosophy for five chapters. And that which he said now about the punishment of tzaddikim, that he saw a vision, I'm not even going to get back to it. I already did. Rocket by Marinegdo al Shishav Daber Shenit Varim Shikard Vakechalem. Shalchidish Behem Davar. His main claim is, why'd you talk again? The first time you spoke, what you said was nonsense. So then you decided you wanted to speak again. Right? You double down on your nonsense. Right? Tilo in Orotza Rakla Vato Barov Rim Shain Zemi Derechamim. Right? So he thinks that the main critique that he's gonna have in this parak is simply, why are you bothering to talk? You have nothing new to say. Everything you say is stupid. Right? It wasn't worth saying it. The only thing, the substantive thing that Malbim sees him talking about is the, and he said also his free will things. He doesn't. But he said the two things he does is, Masha'ati Yitzavaz Larshio Kirasha Gamur. Right? So he says, what were the new things that Eliphaz said in the speech? Was that you are wholly evil. Holy with a W, obviously. Completely evil. That he's going to push back because that's new. Right? And he's going to say, no. And the second is that, as we saw, the Malbim thinks that the main claim of Eliphaz is that everything will work out in Olam Haba. And he's going to push back on that, and he says that is something human beings don't perceive. Right? What's going on in the next world, people don't. What they perceive is what's in this world. And therefore, that doesn't solve the problems, right? That's going to be one of his claims, is that just doesn't solve the problem because it doesn't change the fact that this world looks and is experienced as unfair, which is, again, if it's a purely philosophical work, so maybe saying that it would happen in Olam Haba would solve it, maybe it wouldn't. But if it's a religious work, it totally says, listen, I don't care what's going on in Olam Haba. If my problem is that I experience the world this way, this just doesn't, it just doesn't help. Right, the Ralbag also, right, he says that what he's going to double down on are his claims that before God he's innocent, right, that, and therefore the unfairness of critiquing him. Right, the word he uses over was his chamas. Right, that right, he has in chamas b'kapi. Right, but what you're saying, right, he's not unjust, but what you're saying to me is unjust. Right, and he's going to double down as well. He says, "Lam divrei dabri im Hashem." Right, he's going to highlight the fact idrach imayan kadivreichem ritzoni shi'ah Hashem yitbarach mevin et kol ha'masa adam hayahu yodei emet. Right. Furthermore, right, it's his claim is against God because he knows the truth, right? So again, so his first few psukim though are simply what you said is dumb, right? Shamati chela rabot menachame amal kulchem. Right, I've heard so much of this, right? This is just right, menachame amal kulchem. So right, what does that mean? So JBS is like your sorry comforters, right? Or Richard consolers, as Alter has it, right? Meaning, as Rikara says, he starts off by saying, not just you stupid, you're terrible friends, right? You came, if you remember, in Perek Bet, l'nachamo. The word that it said was, you came to comfort me. This, right? As the phrase goes, with friends like these, right? right? And it's pointless, right? What you're saying is wrong, right? It's hurtful and wrong, right? And now, what does it mean, shamati ke'ela rabot? So that could just mean, I've heard many stupid things in my life, but the Malbin l'shitato says, no, I've heard these stupid things from you, right? It's how much do I have to see the same stupid things from you, right? Hakej l'divrei roach, o ma yam ritzcha kita'an, is there an end to the, if you want, alliteration, right? The JPS says windy words. The probably to better capture the actual meaning of it, Alter says is hot air, right? That's how we would use it in English, right? What provokes it into meaning, right? You're full of hot air, right? That's what it is. And there's no end to this narishkeit. Right? As the Malbim says, it's things that you say without proof. They're not based. I could also speak as you if I were in your place. I could put words together and shake my head at you, right? Meaning I know how to just yell at people, tell them they're terrible. There's no chachma in that, right? Right? You know, he could be saying something harsher, which is, you know, now that you have been such jerks to me, right? If you suffer, I know what I'm going to say to you, right? I could be in your place. The Rikimchi says, no, is I could, but I wouldn't, right? That's the point, is I could be a jerk, right? There's no chachma in that, but obviously I wouldn't do that. I would say nice things, right? The Sfarno says that as well. Malbim as well, right? Is, do you think I'd be like this? Right? I would strengthen you with my mouth, moving my lips, assuage your grief, right? I would say nice things. Right now, the problem is, right, most of the Mepharshim don't have any problem, right? Which is, he's saying it sarcastically. Would I say what you're saying? If you think he's literally saying, I would say what you're saying, right? I would be as mean to you as you're being to me. Then this next pasuk, as Alter points out, is contradictory. Because in the previous pasuk, he says, I would say the same things. And now he's saying, I wouldn't say things. I would comfort you. So Alter says maybe you could do them together. You could put them together by saying that he would follow accusation with genuine consolation. Right? So either the first one is sarcastic, right? Or he's saying, right? No, maybe I would criticize you and, right? Meaning you can be critical. There's a way of being critical, and you're not doing that, which is an interesting suggestion. Now, throughout this, the Mitzvah David says he's saying more than that, which is, why is what they're saying empty? Because they say he should do tshuva, and then he'll be okay. But what does that imply? That he did something wrong. But if you're wrong, and I didn't do anything wrong, then doing tshuva won't help because there's nothing to do it for, right? Meaning, right, so that's his first, right, so his first attack. Sure, so then it was a second, it's just, I think it's the next, yeah. Okay, fine, at least we got something in. Okay.